in podcast land, and welcome back to the Front Row Podcast, the podcast for people who actually like movies right here on NPR Illinois. I'm Jeremy Gechner, the editor-in-chief, and this is your final Comic-Con 2019 San Diego recap here on the Front Row Network. Of course, look, we brought you a very, very long version of these, of this thing for day three, obviously, because Marvel did their huge Hall H presentation and put forth their entire phase four slate, including 10, count them, 10 projects in the next 2 years that will be coming out. And that's just a staggering amount of work that Marvel is doing in that amount of time. But if you haven't heard that one, myself and Scott McFarlane break down that entire panel. And of course, if you want to see any of the images and any of the news that broke while it was happening, go to our Facebook page, The Front Row Network on Facebook. But of course, day three is always usually the big day when it comes to news from Comic-Con, but it is not the last day. There was, in fact, a day four on Sunday, and there was some worthy news here. Of course, the Star Trek panel happened that day where we got some more news from Star Trek Discovery and some of the other big projects. Again, if you want to hear more about those in detail, go back to our day three recap where Scott McFarlane, the host of Discovering Star Trek here on the Front Row Network, broke down most of that and what he is looking most forward to. Of special note here on day four, though, I think the highlight was the panel for Supernatural. Now, if you don't watch Supernatural on the CW, that's fine. I think it is one of the better shows that's been on TV for a while now. But one of the highlights about Supernatural is it's been its longevity. And it actually is going on its 15th season now on the CW. It, of course, follows the Dean and Sam Winchester, the Winchester boys, who hunt mythological and supernatural creatures to protect humanity. It's been one of my favorite television shows ever since it first aired 15 years ago. And now, here we are. We have arrived at the final season of Supernatural, and they gave a very emotional, very good panel to the fans at San Diego Comic-Con. Stars Jensen Ackles and Jared Padalecki and Misha Collins and a bunch of other regulars from the show were there, and every time they got asked some questions about the show ending, they were very, very emotional, as you would expect them to be. And again, you don't really even need to be a fan of the show to appreciate how much the fans love this show and to appreciate how much they want to show their appreciation to Jensen, to Jared, to everyone who is still involved with this show. So I encourage you, if the panel video is out there, if it is, we will share it on our Facebook page. But even if you're not a fan of the show, this is, I think, a perfect example of what Comic-Con is. You know, it is a place for all of us to come together and share a collective love of stuff. And, you know, often that becomes nerd culture, but, you know, now it's really branched out into the mainstream media markets as well. But it's just a place where you can come and share in that love that you have for that certain property, whether it be comic books or a television show or a movie. And this was definitely one of those panels that showed that the most, I think. So that was the big stuff. There wasn't a ton else that dropped on day four. Usually there isn't, but you know, looking back at this year's Comic-Con, a lot of people thought that it was going to be a down year for Comic-Con because there was so many studios that were sitting out. Universal, Paramount, Sony, all of them sat out Comic-Con this year, which is very, very unusual for them. But that really kind of left open the door for two things. One, for Marvel to once again just unabashedly win the entire weekend. But it also opened the door up for the television properties to really take center stage. And those television properties really, really went and delivered on that promise. And it really kind of shows you, even in the Marvel Hall H presentation, how this kind of merging of the television and movie worlds is starting to happen a little bit. The prominence of TV through the streaming platform specifically right now has never been greater. You know, there's never been more amazing content out there in television long-form storytelling. And, you know, it's the fact that at Comic-Con this year that the television series got to be more front and center, that most of the trailers that came out this weekend were season trailers for TV shows, either established shows with their new seasons or first trailers for new series coming up. You know, it was just an amazing sense of how the television side of the entertainment industry is now becoming even more and more prominent, especially as it's starting to embrace geek culture. I mean, you see, like, with The Witcher on Netflix or The Watchmen on HBO, and of course all of the Disney Plus shows from Marvel, television is really starting to embrace the geek side as well, and that's only a good thing, people. But again, on the television side, though, the broader strategy of Marvel right now, I personally believe that this Phase 4, you know, if you look at it, there's only five films in there, two in 2023 and 2021. But I think that, you know, the prominence of those shows on Disney Plus, those long form shows, I think this is ultimately where the future of the Marvel Cinematic Universe lies, right? Because you're going to have your big temples. I mean, like, look, Kevin Feige even just like kind of threw in like, oh, and also, you know, Fantastic Four, Black Panther, Captain Marvel 2, Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Yes, these are all coming. But I think what they're trying to do with this phase is establish that television, specifically long form storytelling, TV series storytelling on Disney Plus, is the way forward for a lot of their properties in a way to expand the universe in a lot of the same ways that we already have done in comic books, you know, where we get so many stories from so many different things. And now that they've got most of their characters back in the Marvel stable, they can really start playing around with this. And they can really start going in many different directions inside the Marvel Cinematic Universe and really just build it and populate it out. You know, a lot of people were disappointed when the Netflix heroes didn't show up in Infinity War or an Endgame. And I think now, you know, there were contract rights with Netflix that prevented such things from happening. But I think now you're going to see a lot of original characters, a lot of original storytelling happening with these TV series on Disney Plus that will then show up in future movies. That's where I really think that they're going. I think they're trying to experiment with this. Okay, you know, long form storytelling has been our bread and butter in the comic books for years. Now let's see if we can translate that as a TV series side of things for the Marvel Cinematic Universe and see what we can do and see how far we can go with this. So again, I found a way to turn Day 4 back into the Marvel Hall H panel. Look, it was another great year at Comic-Con San Diego. We loved bringing you all of this coverage. We hope that you have enjoyed following along with all the news that's breaking. Hopefully, we'll be there on the floor for you next year, doing the same thing, but just doing it right there in the middle of all the action. But of course, if you want to find more from the Front Row Network, you know, of course, we have so many shows here on the Front Row Network, not just Comic-Con recaps. You know, we'll be having a full disclosure from the Beyond the Mouse crew on The Lion King, which just broke a ton of box office records this weekend. We've got a very special podcast about the year in movies 1994, which some would say, including the host Lou Hare, that it is the best movie year of all time. And a ton more. We got a great draft coming up from Pop Culture Draft Night on vehicles. That's right. I'm only going to give you that. That's all you get. Transportation modes. That's what I'm going to tell you. Just keep looking out for all of it. Front Row Network on Facebook and Instagram. Front Row Reviews with a Z on Twitter. And of course, our website, frnpod.com, or on NPRIllinois.org. All right, that's going to do it for this final recap from San Diego Comic-Con 2019. For the Front Row Network, I'm Jeremy Gechner, and as always, we will see you in the front row.